Thank you. I'm going to call the meeting back to recess. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
Whatever y'all need.
Ah, okay.
You can call on me.
I know. Questions?
I think we talked about the idea of getting more papered with the state. And then you're talking about sending two guys, maybe four guys, to the pyrotechnic class. And that way everybody overlaps. We should look into that for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree. Couple of things. And you guys had a call 3 or 4 weeks ago down at, on 72 where Wise Mountain Road comes in for a sinkhole. Was that from a water system or what happened down there?
I'm not sure. We wrapped, there was a hole in the roadway. Looked like it had been, eroded out from underneath the asphalt.
Right.
But it was probably, what they set up, Jeff Mill came out and set up 3 cones. It was on the last cone away from the end of the abutment of the guardrail. So it would have been, I'll say 8 foot from the end of the guardrail is where the actual hole was. And it was eroded out towards the road.
Okay.
Probably about 2 foot.
So I know we had a major water leak there, last winter, didn't we?
Yeah.
So they weren't related, the water line, that you know of?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Okay, a couple of other things. You may or may not know the answer to this, okay? Mr. Sturgill had requested a copy of the bylaws for the fire department about, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, on June 10th.
And I know that that's not probably in your jurisdiction at this point in time, but do you have any idea where we are in that?
No, I do not, but I can find it.
Okay, if you wouldn't, maybe get to Mr. Sturgill and let him know.
Because what we were requesting was the bylaws and the previous bylaws. So whenever the bylaws changed, a copy of that as well to see what the bylaws had changed to.
Well, the best of my recollection, I do not think that there is an old copy of any bylaws.
Okay. So y'all have been operating under the same bylaws for several years?
Pretty much.
To your knowledge?
And made admins to them.
Okay.
Okay. And also, if I'm thinking back, we've not received a listing of officers in a couple of years to vote on. So technically, you all don't have officers. So is that something that is just kind of an oversight or what?
I don't know. I thought our secretary was supposed to send that in.
I know we never had a vote on officers. And I think that's supposed to be done how often, Will?
Yearly.
We're supposed to do it yearly. We weren't getting it there for a while.
But yeah.
We've not gotten it.
I don't think we've had it in the last 2 years.
Right.
Yeah. So really, technically, you don't have officers. So if you can get that to us ASAP, so we can get that taken care of.
I know it seems like a formality, but legally it's not.
Right.
When it comes legal issues with the town of Coburn, the council is still
ultimately
we're liable.
Yeah.
See, that's what I understand. The county receives that list as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dispatchers, whatever. But so, I don't know. I'll find out.
Well, the county would not be the one that would actually vote, though, on your
right.
officers.
Right.
That would be us. I think that's all the loose ends that I know of that we need to wrap up.
It is from the legal.
And Logan, thank you so much for showing up.
Yes.
I mean, it's very much appreciated. I think the dialogue needs to be open like this, and I think the more everybody knows of what's going on, the better everything is, and I appreciate your efforts to do so.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay, before we go to the attorney's report, give you guys a little bit of information from the phone call that I just had. This goes back to a prior conversation in this meeting. That was John from Lane Group, Broski. I was correct, Jimmy, in what I was thinking. We did have a meeting by phone with DEQ some months back, and we do currently have a offer in place that's not beyond the sewer project that we're looking at for this year. And that's the meeting that VRA was at. There's still some dialogue going on with that. It does not, though, include the downtown portion where we're having the problems so much behind Celebrate and, you know, the gym, Lay's building, and all that stuff. But that project that is being worked on currently would go from basically the manhole, I think it's in the park, back up Quillen and take care of the I&I problems that we have up Quillen. And then it picks up somewhere on the other end of Coburn and takes care of that section back behind the Valero station, you know, all those buildings down through there where we've had, I think, a lot of root ball problems back through there. But it does not, and again, I don't know how far up that particular project goes. What I asked John to do, let me go back a step here. The way these things typically work with DEQs, as you all will remember, is that the offer is there on the table and the offer is originally 100% loan. And then somewhere along the line, DEQ would come back and make an offer of loan forgiveness. And then that's where what everyone considers a grant comes into this thing. That is something that for that particular project that we should have that information coming up fairly soon, according to what John just told me. Now, what I've asked him to do is to look at adding this section downtown to that upcoming project, not the one that we've got coming up this year, but to the next project coming up, which is Quillen and West End. You know, and I think the utilization of our American Recovery Act funds is better utilized by waiting for that project to take place. Again, remembering we've got to push that forward, but at least we do have...
We've got 4 years to do...
I think we've got what?
Three.
It's...
3 years?
Well, this money
is
to
two.
Be...
For what now?
The American Recovery Act. How long do we have to spend?
This one this year.
It's 2023.
Yeah.
And then we'll get another one next year.
But 22, we'll get our second half.
Yeah, so we've got three years to do.
3 years that we get the money.
And you know, I think that gives us plenty of time, particularly since we're already where we are with this next, and when I say next, I'm talking about the one that we don't have planned for this year. And we utilize the downtown as part of that. I think it's to our benefit to utilize our American Recovery Act money for that particular project.
And so, as far as I can understand, federally, they're supposed to start sending out money for infrastructure repairs and stuff. So
true.
There could be more money available.
There may be.
Coming for just things like that, and roads.
Yep.
Need to get all of our roads listed that are in bad shape, our state maintained roads, so that we have a list ready. Be the first one through the door. We're ready.
We are. So anyway, I just want everybody to know what that conversation was about. You know, and I told him I appreciate him calling me back in non-working hours, but I guess he's like everybody else. He works 24/7. So what can you say?
Back to the Lane Group before
yes.
you, if you're finished.
Yes.
When he was here, you know, we approved the project, and he was going to go back and pretty much say, we want you to do whatever you can for this amount of money.
Have we heard back
Have
from
we
that?
Heard back from that? Okay.
No, I think that's still in the works.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah,
I'd like to see him break ground on that soon.
And I think that's something that's going to happen. From initial conversation with Chris Mullins some time back, meaning a couple of 3 weeks ago, they feel like the funding is there for the banner section, for the pump stations, which have got to be done, the filtration plant revamp up there, and then enough money should be available to take the line from the filtration plant basically to... Yeah, the Y.
Not even to the Y.
Yeah. But go as far as we can go with that.
If you go up there and find the bridge he's talking about, is way up in there.
It's way up there, yeah.
A lot of it too lies on the price of material.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They said there's a leak on below there.
There's leaks everywhere.
Is it up there, is it up there by the dam?
No, it's on the Y, with the Y.
Well, that one we will probably have to fix. We've had leaks everywhere.
We have.
But we're getting them on the jet.
I had found leaks at different times and they said, eh, it's just leaking a little, it's all right. And I'm like, this don't look like a little to me.
Gosh, we've come a long way though.
We sure have, guys.
Cause that was that one over near Chalet up there where it was in the road and it was running down and the lady in her trailer to take care of her brother didn't have water. Yeah. But that was the one that the certain person told me, said, oh, it's not that big, don't worry about it. We'll get to it sometime. I said, it is a big deal. She's taking care of her brother and he's sick.
Coleman should have plans down through the years of replacing so many lines.
They should have.
A 2-inch and a 4-inch. You know,
it should have.
Replace so many feet of it.
I totally 100% agree with you. That's the reason we're playing catch up right now because, I mean, it just was not taken care of.
Yeah, nobody ever, you can't see it, it's not a problem. Don't fix it.
We just have to jump this hurdle with DRA.
What's down there, I can't say.
Once we get past that, but you gotta have down there before you have it.
Yeah, we can make every, we have all these beautification grants that we had, made everything look good to the eye, but underground was not so good.
Well, we need to find another one of those.
There's supposed to be one. The downtown revitalization grant. We were eligible already.
Where are we at with Luna Wisco and that small $10,000 grant?
There's the $10,000 grant every year.
When I brought up the fact that
we're supposed to be already on it.
Requiring us go through that, all that stuff and not incurring more debt.
That wasn't a debt, that was.
That was 100%.
Yeah.
That was 100%.
That's with Luna Wisco and you need to talk to Jimmy and.
Oh, that's almost year round.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go ahead and do that. And I mean, you know, we were talking about replacing the canopies over here at Lay's, the canopies at MEOC. And, you know, maybe even some additional funding left over to buy some new pots or something.
And the last time that we had big meetings with Luna Wisco on some of that stuff, they had the 100-year floodplain and moving people and doing some other big projects that we wouldn't be paying for anything. And we actually had a map laid out on your big table and we circled all the places that needed looking at. And then somebody got in a fight with somebody and things went to. So you might want to mend that bridge. And
is that part of the that flood?
Yes.
Plan that just they just proved?
Well, this has been could be.
I don't know. I mean, the dialogue, you know, when there was a problem with administration in town prior to you being in the office, you know, the conversation between Luna Wisco and the town of Coburn went from 100% to -40% very quickly. So, I mean, that is a bridge we do need to mend.
Kind of think of her name. It was her and Jimmy that came down and met with us. Yes. And they went out and rode around, and because it also has, there's people who live in homes that shouldn't be in those homes. Yeah. And the relocation, blighted communities. And there was all this process going on, and then all of a sudden it was just dropped in a trash can somewhere.
It got stomped on.
Yeah. So I'd like to get that dialogue reopened.
Huh? What? I was listening to the rumbling.
Oh, that was Jeff.
he's getting hungry. I can see that look on his face.
He's wanting snow cone. He's wanting an icy. Our icy machine every day goes down about this much every morning when we go in. Them kids fill that thing up, and when we go in every morning, it's down about that far. And I do not know who's going up there and sucking down them slushies.
Must be the heat.
It's that lack of air conditioning.
Oh, I have to say it. The day they were up there working, and it was so hot, and it was really bad that day. And our slush puppy machine had died. And I'm like, I'm sorry, y'all. sorry, no slush puppies for you.
You got them on cool pops, I mean.
I did, I got them freezer popped out, I did. I did give them something cut, but yeah.
What was that?
That's some little scooter going up the street.
I shouldn't say this, nevermind.
Go ahead.
Since our glorious governor has granted permission for people to drive around with no exhaust systems, that's all I hear, going past my house.
I didn't know that.
That is actually a Ford Explorer.
And it's legal now?
Well,
we have a noise ordinance.
You mean that's a secondary fence, so you can't pull anybody over for it.
They have a noise ordinance.
They're riding with no exhaust.
What about my noise ordinance that's here? Is that not any good anymore?
I just complain about the four wheels, I don't say nothing about them no more. Lives below me, it's just awful. Anyhow.
You got a rooster crowing in your back door?
There's one, I need to talk to you about that later.
If you don't hear this, it's a rooster.
If you go outside and talk, it crows.
Guys, remember, I go to Key West quite often, and they're all over the place down there.
I know, well, St. Martin, they're free-range chickens everywhere.
That's true.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, let's try to get out of here tonight, guys. Anything else on that before we go to the attorney report?
Bill's gonna give me something.
Okay, attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
I don't have anything other than what's on the agenda or already been discussed.
Okay, thank you.
I like him.
Any questions?
You're just glad I gave you that paper in between.
You get a check mark very quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, moving on to new business. Next item on new business is the amendment to the fiscal year 21-22 budget. Mr. Williams?
Will has been talking with me, and where we got the money right at the same time that we was approving our budget. We're going to have to amend it. It's going to be obviously more than 1% of our current budget. So we need to make an amendment, which requires another notice.
Mm-hmm.
Got a special hearing.
But the good news, now it's not really one way or the other, but you don't have to wait the 7 days after the public hearing this time. You can have the public hearing and vote on the budget on the same night.
Okay.
With an amendment.
So we could do that as a special called, if you had it ready?
You still have to do the paper, yes.
Yeah, do you want to just, we should be able to do that at the, I guess, the August meeting?
August 9th.
No problem.
I've got new calendars for y'all. I'll just keep working on that.
Well, it's like almost the year's over.
Well, we weren't here for the first half.
All the counts, right?
That's right. So let's.
So August the 9th, have a public hearing and have it in the paper a week?
Yes, it's got
to
be in the paper.
And that's
a week
to
first.
Amend.
So it has to be in the paper July 30th.
Okay, let me ask the question. Does that need to include, the paper need to include the complete budget like we did for the past fiscal year budget?
You know, I don't know what the cost is on
$1,231.
$1,231.
$600 a run.
Mm. Like, let me pull up the 600 code here. I was afraid it was something like that.
You also said that in Genesis.
That would be 9 days if you can get it in the Cofield on the 30th. That's 9 days, so it has to be there the 28th.
While Will's looking it up, you know, Jimmy, you and I talked briefly the other day about this when this whole thing first came up, and you indicated that you had spoken to a couple of the other municipalities as to how they were handling this.
Yeah. I talked to one of them, it's like pulling teeth, won't tell me nothing about the secret or something. But I talked to another one, and what they did, they amended their budget to show. My biggest question was, well, we're getting all this money in revenue and then figuring out how I'm going to do the expenditure part. So what they did, they put it in waterline expenditures to pass through the budget. So,
they earmarked it for that? I thought if you earmarked something that way, you would have to be obligated to spend it that way.
Let's go back to a conversation we've had several times with some of our departments. Just because it's in your budget, it's no sign you got to spend it.
Okay.
So, well, my suggestion is water and sewer. I can divide that up and have them go out on both line items.
But if I put stuff in water sewer, when I have money over there, there's things that I can't use it on, per se. Is that right? That, can I move money from water sewer back over to general fund?
We can. And we're going to treat this account that we'll talk about here in a minute as like the ready access.
Right.
Where we pay our general funds and then we pull from ready access to reimburse ourselves.
Yeah.
We'll do the same thing with this account that we're getting ready to create.
Yeah, and
but once the money's in the budget, we just got to show the entrance and exit and what we spend it on, as long as we don't go above 1% or lower than 1%.
Yeah, and
then we have to stay within the parameters of COVID.
See, because somewhere along the line, I know that I can't pay certain people or pay for certain things. I can't pay for patching a sidewalk out of water money. Sure. Is that making sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah, to me, I know what
you're but patching,
am I right? But I can't do that.
The patching a sidewalk would not fall under COVID.
Well, that's true, too. But see, what I'm saying, though, if I put it in the water fund, water sewer fund...
Are you obligated to keep it there?
By the statute.
Can we not, in our general fund, just create a new line item for this?
I don't think so.
Well,
I worry about putting it in water sewer and then taking it out and doing other things with it and then coming back later and saying,
you've
used
water
this
money
water money to do this and it wasn't water related.
Well, you know, if we're talking about, you know, there's no way that we're going to spend almost $2 million on, you know, hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
right.
One thing.
So,
and I could be wrong too, but we're not bringing revenue in for water and sewer. This revenue's coming in from the American.
Would that make a difference that it's not then, revenues that we're pulling from the people?
Well, I think that ultimately, I don't see a discrepancy as far as in code sale. I mean, I do think that you can make adjustments between line items to make it work. But then, you know, obviously one of the major issues is can you take it from one completely different fund to the other? And I would say that legally, I mean, it's got to be where it's spent, and I would be very careful about doing that. But at the same time, you know, it's really about trying to make it work. But I think that if it's advertised, hey, this is our budget spending plan, you want to try to keep it to that as close as you can, because that's what the notice you got to
public. And one other thing, guys, you know, we're saying water sewer, and you know, I think that just logistical, you know, we're looking at the time frame we have, being able to go through the whole process with DEQ, health department, whatever. I think we're going to end up doing what we're talking about here with this sewer project. And for us to put half of it into water and half of it into sewer, where we've split the account apart, wouldn't work. I think we've got to put it all into one or the other, and I would suggest we put it into the sewer end of it. Because if not, we're going to have to go back in and amend the budget again.
I would just make sure that if you put it in sewer, you can use it for
whatever.
That's
right. Well, you've got 1% that you can go across without having to adjust the budget.
I don't
want to
be
handled.
That's not the question. Legally, our revenues that we take in on water and sewer projects, so we'll just say sewer. So we put all of it in the sewer, and then I turn around and we buy a truck or whatever, and then I'm paying for this truck out of the sewer money. Am I legal doing that when I've had it over there in the sewer? Because that money I thought I couldn't spend on nothing
but sewer.
Sewer.
Right. And what I would say is that I would be cautious to say you've got to spend it where it's at unless you get express authorization from the auditors, because I think that they're the ultimately the ones who were.
I wish I'd have brought, I took it out.
Yeah.
Can that be had?
So I'm thinking it needs to be
from
in the general fund.
I know people all the time who call auditors.
They know a lot about that.
I've actually been talking to Reba about it, how we handle it.
Okay, well.
I would get with her and find out what they would suggest, how we.
Because I'm thinking general fund is somewhere.
And she's asked us to find out where we want.
Right.
Spent from.
What was it?
I don't know. Might have been that wrong.
So we've been working on that.
I would think that we need to keep it in the general fund side of it. Then I can spend it in any direction that I needed to.
But then if you take it across into the sewer where ultimately, or water where ultimately the majority of this money is going to be used, you know, you've got to go back to this whole public, you know, this whole budget process again.
Because typically you get a grant fund, or a grant.
Right.
Say it's sewer, you've got one general ledger, one revenue line item and one expense line item, and they just basically wash each other out. So with this, well, we're not sure where we're going to spend it.
Right. That's why I'm afraid to put it all in sewer or on the water.
You have any suggestions, Will?
What I would suggest is to put it where you can, or what you anticipate, and that's again really difficult because you truly don't know given where everything is. But before you shift anything around, to check with the auditor to make sure, hey, do we have to go through a public hearing or not for this? Now, one other good news is that upon reading of the code, you don't have to republish the whole budget and pay the $1,200.
You just have to do that.
All you're required to show is what amendment that
you're just going to add an amendment to.
Exactly. Okay. And so the notice requires that you state that you intend to amend your budget and a brief synopsis of what that budget amendment is. So if that's new revenues coming in, then just showing where those revenues are intended to be spent.
Could we do a water, and sewer, and building and grounds in our general fund?
Where are you going to use it out of built for building and grounds?
Well, if I need to pave a road or something.
But how can you pave a road with American Recovery Act money? You can't.
The main things that it actually referred to from day one
is water, sewer.
Water, sewer infrastructure, along with broadband.
Yeah, and I
see broadband wouldn't, see that would be.
The four categories are to respond to the public health emergency and its negative economic impacts, to provide premium pay to essential workers, to provide government services to the extent of eligible government revenue losses.
I mean, didn't take.
And then to make necessary water, sewer, or broadband infrastructure. So out of the four, the obvious ones, water, sewer.
Just ran a quick percentage here. I mean, you know, again, I mean, let's say that pool chairs are something that you can buy. You're looking at $2,900.
You can.
Okay. We're looking at $2,900 there. Okay. I don't think you can buy $10,000 worth of hand sanitizers.
No.
And I think a lot of these things that were required, we've already taken care of prior to. And I don't think we can go back and take care of, you know, bills that we've had in the past.
That's right.
So having said that, if 1% of your being able to move around 1% without changing your budget, you're looking at, you know, close to $20,000.
So I can move 1% from my sewer,
yes,
water,
absolutely,
over into general fund and not have any,
yes,
qualms about it.
Yes.
I just don't want to get in trouble later.
You're fine there. I think you're fine because I think this is more of a budget deal than it is an American Recovery Act deal, because the you know, I don't care where it's at in your budget, you can put it in, you know.
I don't want to get in trouble with the auditors later on. That's, you know.
Right. You can put it anywhere, but, you know, ultimately, you know, if there's an audit on it, you know, it's going to be whether or not it was a usable, you know, fund or item that you could, you know, actually use this money for. Right. And that's why I say, you know, it's just an easy one-line deal to throw it into sewer, which is probably where, again, I think most of this is going to go to. You know, just use the 1%. If we find out later on we need 2 or 3%, we can always go back and do an adjustment to the budget. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, with all that said, where are you going to put it?
I think sewer.
Sewer?
Sewer.
Everybody else okay with that? Devontae, sure. Carlos?
Well, yeah. Three's vote. Three's the majority, so yes, we are.
We didn't vote on it.
We didn't vote, but we're going to, so we're going to put the recovery money in the suit.
Yeah. Okay. Something else, guys, that I meant to mention, and it's actually, it's sort of related to the budget, is it occurred to me a couple of days ago, that it's July 4th, and I think when you have a special event like a July 4th celebration, or you have a rally like Guest River Rally or something like that, that when you have vendors in here, particularly food vendors, I think that is a, you know, you're inviting them into your house type situation, and you know, I think you need to make, you know, accommodations for them. Having said that, we have a group of food trucks that just show up in town periodically, at a business or something of that nature. And, you know, Jimmy, I ask you to maybe look at a couple of places, but I did have the opportunity to speak to a mayor of one of the local municipalities, Wise, and ask them, you know, what their policy on food trucks are. And the comment was, is that, again, if you're at a festival, it's one thing. You know, you've invited them into your house. But if they're showing up on property per se, that they are actually requiring food trucks to have a business license, and they're requiring food trucks to pay meals tax. And the reason behind that is that you have brick and mortar, can't talk tonight, people that are in that business, such as your pizza places, your hamburger places, you know, your barbecue places, et cetera, et cetera. And we're requiring them to adhere to those guidelines. So if we have operators that are coming into town, you know, not at a festival or something like that, I don't think it's unreasonable to ask them to adhere to the same policies that we are asking our permanent businesses to do.
See, I think,
so
like,
are you saying, like, for example, Walgreens, they have like a Children's Miracle Network Day. So are you saying when they invite vendors to set up at Walgreens in their parking lot, that they would need to pay, those vendors would need to pay?
I think if it's a non-town sponsored deal, yes.
I disagree with that.
And seeing Ruth, Annie Ruth sit up there at the bank that time, they were invited by the bank on the bank property.
But like when they can, like when Walgreens does the Children's Miracle Network, a percentage of their proceeds
goes to the miracle.
Goes to whatever they're raising money for.
And that would be a portion of that revenue that would be exempt from meals tax. Whatever they're paying out to the Children's Miracle Network would be an exemption because if it's a charitable deal.
Shoot, here I was wanting to have like Food Truck Tuesday.
Which is fine.
But then at that point, you know, I don't think I'm going to get any trucks.
I mean, I was about to say, nobody's going to come.
But
is it fair to those people that are required, such as a Pizza Hut, a Hardee's, a Long John Silver's, a Crooked Road Barbecue, a Frosty, you know, any other businesses that are, we require them to do that, is it fair to them if we don't go across the board?
But
Well, I think Perry.
I mean, I see both sides of it.
Don't write that in there.
But like donuts, when donuts come in, what donut business in?
We might have one.
Well,
we very well won't have one.
What donut business are we taking from?
We there's plans for one to come.
Oh, I'm well aware. So if that's
sooner or later,
if that's where we're at, then I mean, we're just not having food.
But I think this would be me is that if we worked it up and did like a food truck Tuesday once a month, would the town, would I not be inviting them to come?
Yeah.
Because in that case, I would be.
Well, that's a question for you.
I would be asking them to come to the town of Coburn for food truck Tuesday.
I mean, if we formally invite, I mean, say, hey, we're having food truck Tuesday, and I don't know where it is, but if, I mean,
we're gonna go up here in this parking lot,
then yeah, that's clearly by invitation of us.
Right, and see, then we did that.
But then they're gonna say, I don't have to pay when the town invites me to come down, but when Walgreens invites me down, I have to pay.
That's true.
Yep.
Because see, we just did two food trucks at the pool. You were there.
Mm-hmm.
We were all there. So, I don't know.
Sure.
Brain freeze is coming back to
20. Well, if we had a vendor in town, and when I say vendor, I'm talking about a brick and mortar person, that did not pay meals taxes for a period of time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were all very looking at, you know, how can we go in and actually take care of this problem? And, you know, it's not fair to, you know, our permanent people if others are not adhering to it. I mean, part
I'd
of...
I'd have to make them charge that meals tax.
Right, and that's something that they can do.
I would have to give them a paper that says, when you add this up, I need you to add this, what is it, 5%?
I think it's 7, isn't it? 7, 7 and a half.
7% onto that, and then at the end of the day, yeah, you can drop it off at town hall.
And you said,
and the consumer is the one paying.
Well, you've got a month. Yeah, you've got a monthly deal to it. If they choose to include that amount in their price that they post on their, you know, menu boards, for instance, if it's a pizza that they're selling, and their menu board says $13. Now, when you go to Walmart or you go to any grocery store or whatever, you expect to pay tax on top of that. And
it
but
shows
if,
up on my little paper.
It does. If you know, it's up to the individual person. For instance, in the theater industry.
Yeah, but when I go down here and buy chicken on a stick, I know, when it says $13, I know I'm paying $13.
But see, that's a town invited, so
I know,
he's not going to pay
saying,
that again.
I'm just saying, if chicken on a stick is set up at Walgreens and I go down there and it says $13, that's what I'm going to expect to pay.
Well,
but,
you have to pay 7% on top of that now.
But what's the difference? I mean, in the theater industry, guys, in the theater industry, there's an argument, and I participate in this argument all over the country with a lot of different people. And a lot of thought out there is that, you know, if I'm selling the popcorn in the theater, I'm going to charge $5 for the popcorn. That's what the person's going to do, and I'm going to eat that amount out of my $5, and I know I'm going to do that. Or I can pass that through. Now, a lot of people will tell you that it's going to hurt your sales if you pass it through. I personally don't think that it does, because if you go to Walmart, you expect to pay tax. If you go to, you know, grocery store, you expect to pay tax. I mean, you know, it's just something that it's part of the American system.
We don't have that many food trucks come in randomly anyway.
True.
No, we don't.
I mean, like you said, they go down there to Walgreens for that, and then Annie Ruth only came one time. I don't know why she didn't come back.
She used to. What would you do if the brick and mortar person got them a van and went to different locations? So
I'd charge them too.
If they're in town.
If they're in town.
If they have a vehicle, and they're working from in town, then we are taxing them for their business license for that, but when they go out of town, it's up to the other town or other place where they're at to collect taxes from them.
That's like charging the ice cream man.
Yeah.
Coming through, and have we ever charged an ice cream truck?
Did you know that he's supposed to? But he's supposed to? Anybody that does business in the corporation limits of the town of Coburn is expected to have a business license.
So do these.
So if you go buy your ice cream truck,
if
you need a business license to make it legal.
So if they have a business license, are they also still required to pay the taxes?
Yes, we require their other residents to do that.
I don't know that would be a meals tax if it's ice cream.
I think it would be.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Is that based off prepared food?
Prepared food? I mean, what's the difference in ice cream?
We've lost control.
Okay.
We talked about slippery slope.
Okay, well, I disagree, but I'm just one person.
Well, I don't think we're voting on that tonight. I need more research into that.
I think that that's something, guys, that we've got to look at.
Because, hey, I'm...
Moving on.
Moving on.
Real quick, I did do something the other day.
Closed session.
I think I told you about a business.
One we talked to.
About a piece of property here?
Yeah, that.
Closed session.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. Anything else on the budget?
No.
I believe I've gotten what I need to...
Recovery money, recovery money into the sewer account. It needs to be in the paper July 30th. We'll have a special meeting on the night. That night we'll have a hearing and vote on it. Because you said we could do it all in one night, right?
You can.
Okay.
And I forgot to mention, I'm not going to be here for the workshop meeting.
Me either.
The when?
The workshop meeting. I am not going to be here. Yep, I'm not going to be here.
I'm going on vacation.
I'm going to be coming back.
If you're going south, I'm going with you all.
I'm going to North Carolina.
I'm going to Georgia. I'm going to Georgia.
Yeah.
But I'll be coming home, but I won't usually make it back in time.
Yeah, don't rush.
Well, if you want to come down there, you can. We ain't got no more beds.
I'll be back at work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Anything else on the budget?
No.
Okay, next item on the agenda is to create a new bank account with Myers Exchange Bank. Kathy, Jamie, which one of y'all wants to handle that?
Oh, yeah. We just have to have in our minutes that we want to open a specific account, whether it be savings account, whatever.
Non-interest bearing,
it has to be worded in it. And who is required to sign? Probably the same signers that were all over the account.
And we've currently got what, Sharon, Devin, Tay, myself as signers, and the two of you all.
Right.
I would suggest that we do a interest bearing account.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to bring in a whole lot of interest, but I think that it's.
But I think it needs to be in a checking account where you can take out from it when you need it.
A ready access account is something that you can go in without penalty and take the money out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what we're looking for.
So you're going to do a ready access account?
Well, it'd be another account. It should be treated and
operate like
a ready access account.
Yeah, but just an interest bearing.
Yeah, so we can keep that money separate from everything else.
Right.
Okay.
Did she specify that a person has to be designated to start the process?
No, she just said.
Just
so you just need a motion from us, a vote, in order.
But everybody has to go down there to bank and sign.
So you just need a motion vote for setting up the account, who the individuals that's going to be signing on the account will be, and to send the minutes to the bank.
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion then that we create a new bank account with Miners Exchange Bank. In order to take into that account the American Recovery Act money, it will be kind of like a ready access account currently, and an interest-bearing account with signatures on the account being okayed by Jimmy Williams, Kathy Sharp, Devin Tay Mooney, Sharon Steele, and Jeff Kaiser.
Second.
Yeah.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, Kathy, I'm going to call for a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Motion carries. Get it done. Let us know when you need it signed. Okay, next item on the agenda is the lease agreement for Freeze Softball.
Mr. Sarton got with me, he said that the council wanted the letter where you had, when you went to LLC, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is enclosed in the back of the...
Right.
Bless you.
It's included in the back of the packet.
Has he signed the other lease yet?
No.
Was one straight then?
The one that was good through December, I think he signed it.
Oh, yeah, he signed that one.
Yeah.
I was looking for it now.
Did you write up a new one?
Pretty sure I did. I mean, it's...
I think, Jeff, you might not have been here.
No, I was not.
Marcus had approached us with the fact that he has spent a lot of money over there already. And that before, that they spent more money, he would like to have a 5-year lease because of fear of us turning around and council changing or something happens and they go in and say, we're taking it back. Sorry about your money, we're taking it all back. And I can understand where he's coming from and individuals and people that are helping fund his project. I can also see that as a problem too. And I know we were going to December and he's already proven great work. He had a picture of them over there actually practicing with the temporary backstop the other day. And they're at the point of putting in a backstop.
What's the random tree? Why is there a random tree?
I don't
know.
I went over there and looked at that little random tree out there. It may be the center part for the 4 fields. That may be what he's left
that. I went out there too, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
I missed the center tree. I was out there this afternoon.
There's a tree.
It was raining though.
There's a tree right out in the middle. They've left it there. It looks like, you know, like a lone little tree out there.
Shade tree.
He said that was going to be his marker.
Is that what it is? It's his marker?
Mm-hmm.
But I asked Will to draw up a 5-year lease. And I feel like that we should grant the 5-year lease. Unless he does something over there that's against the law or does something like that, I think that would be just a give me that you break your lease by doing something like that.
I know on the first lease that we wasn't going to charge anything.
Until he got it.
So he's got it up and going.
Right. I still wouldn't charge him. Yeah.
Is this something comparable to what we have worked out currently with Little League?
I would think it should be similar to Little League. Well, no, because Little League is a nonprofit and it's
yeah, we get nothing from them.
We will never get anything from them. This with Marcus.
When they start having tournaments and stuff.
After he starts has everything paid for, then we will get, what did he say, 20%? I think the night he told us it was 20% of what they made in a tournament come back to the town. And then at that same time, I'm also thinking we own the property, but it's not zoned Town of Coburn. It's not in our corporation. And we may need to incorporate that if you want to draw a food tax and et cetera, from off of them when they get to that point in their process. Because they'll have concession and they'll have other things going on. And you won't be getting anything but the money that he pays us.
So they want to do a boundary adjustment.
I think they didn't say anything, but I think we should.
Okay.
Kind of like St. Paul did with Dominion Power. You know, St. Paul's over here, but they have Dominion Power over here, and they're not connected. But I really think that all of our properties should be incorporated all the way.
We go up to that creek right there anyway.
Yeah, you could do it off of Church Street and go across the river and take it in. Go up to Murray's Chapel Church, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Church Street and take it in.
Well, yep. Say our boundary stop at the end of that bridge is about where Marty's parking lot ends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I want one of the local towns kind of went down the road to get to a huge piece of property.
Mm-hmm. So I think that one needs to be done, and I really think Machine Creek should be incorporated too, but I think all of our properties.
Mm-hmm.
Just because.
Well, the Boundary Adjustment Committee has not
made. We need to
They need to get together and get on it because we have these
Who's
people.
In that? Who's
that?
Me, S3, and Jibber, and is that it?
There was five of you.
No.
You have to be in it because you have to have the paperwork part. That's why you get in it. But yeah, because you have one, two, three different places that are wanting in, and they've been waiting.
Let's do this while you're on that subject. Jimmy, go ahead and set a meeting for that committee and just get with everybody and see what's good for them. And get it done.
And who's on the park committee?
S3. Jimmy's on it. S3 and...
That's something else, guys, that needs to be done.
I think that's a done deal vote there, Jimmy.
I think you need to go through
that merry-go-round and that teeter-totter. Get them in. We need to do that. I mean, it's ridiculous to have that money sitting there, and there's pieces of equipment that can be put in and be ready for those kids to use.
Mm-hmm. So while you're scheduling the boundary adjustment committee, go ahead and schedule a park committee meeting. I was told I had to do it legally.
Okay, do it legally.
Steps. We'll have the meeting. I've done picked out the equipment, but I'll bring the books that I got from. But I told Jimmy to look because we may be able to get both pieces from one company.
Okay. If you guys feel like it's something you want to do, I'm not going to stand here and scream or anything against it. I think we should give
him the 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was already done, didn't it?
Did you all vote on it?
No. Did we vote? I don't know if we voted on it.
It would have to be a vote.
Yeah.
We got a consensus.
We did a consensus that night.
Okay.
Because we...
So we were a 4-0 consensus, right? Yes. Okay. At least it wasn't 4-1.
So can we go ahead and vote on that?
Yes.
I mean, because the only thing you're doing is just extending the time frame, right?
I'm extending the time frame.
And we want to go from the end of this, right, 5 years after this December.
Right. And the only other difference is that I'm going to put it in the name of Free Softball, the corporation.
LLC.
The LLC.
The other one's just in his name because he didn't have to set up.
So this one fix it?
Yeah, because this fixes it. And it looks like he did this after we approved his
property. Mm-hmm. So I make a motion that we go into a lease agreement with Free Softball for a 5-year lease agreement beginning at the end of December.
So that would be the lease ending December 31st, 2026.
That's what we have, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put that in there.
With the lease ending on December
31st, 2026. Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, there's a motion and second on the floor to enter into an agreement with Free Softball, and that's an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For a 5-year term ending on 12/31/26. Any discussion? Kathy, roll call, please.
Carly Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, anything else in open session? Okay, we've got several reasons to go into closed session tonight, and if I don't include all these, someone please let me know.
Well, let me ask, is there a special one for like property or
legal?
We got it right here.
There's disposition of real estate.
I think I've got it right here.
Not getting rid of anything.
Okay.
It's not. I'm not giving it away.
It's A3.
Yeah, it is A3, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion. We go into closed session under Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of Town of Coburn personnel. 2.2-3711A8, consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. And under 2.2-3711A3 for the discussion of disposition of publicly held real estate, where discussion in open session would affect the negotiating strategy of the public body.
Second.
Motion to second. Any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, we're in closed session. Thank you all.